Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this weekend before Christmas. And we got a huge show for you. In fact, we have a lot of people going to give you gift ideas, which are really important about this time of the year, right? My first guest is Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs. It's returning for another season on January 2nd. Later on, comedian Gary Goldman will be here. Actor Ray Liotta will be joining us. Jennifer Jolly with some great gift ideas. Karen Knotts, who's the daughter of Don Knotts, has written a book about her dad. That's a great Christmas gift. We'll be chatting to her. Late Christmas shopping, Claudia Lombana is going to help us. The guru of board games, Brian Hirsch, will be on the program. You got a new game out that's going to be great for the holidays. Boom Again, and then Kelly Edwards. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. I'll be right back with Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hi, I'm the nutritionist known as the Diet Diva, Tara Collingwood, here to explain why almonds are a great choice during National Healthy Skin Month, which is recognized each November. Research shows that eating almonds may help benefit skin by reducing wrinkles, skin pigmentation, and damage from UVB rays. A study found that postmenopausal women who ate 2 ounces of almonds a day over 3 months had a 16% reduction in wrinkle severity and a 20% reduction in uneven skin tone. Another study from UCLA showed that Asian American women, 18 to 45, who snacked on just 1.5 ounces of almonds daily increased their skin's resistance to UVB rays. Eating almonds may increase protection from sun damage along with applying sunscreen. As we age, people spend so much time on our daily skincare routine, but who knew that snacking on almonds may be one tasty way to reduce wrinkles? I'm Tara Collingwood, diet nutrition expert. For more information, visit almonds.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgy today, live all across the USA and around the world. I think this is the first time that Mike's been on our show, and I got to tell you something. I am very excited to talk to him because his hit series is coming back on Sunday, January 2nd, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on Discovery, and then we'll also stream on Discovery Plus. This show is a huge, huge hit. Joining us right now from Dirty Jobs, Mike Rowe. Hey, Mike, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. I'm sorry it's taken so long for me to be on your program. Always wanted to chat with you.
Well, I got to tell you something, Mike. I've been going down all the things that I've watched you do over many, many years on this show, and I realize that things like testing a shark suit, inspecting a sewer, inseminating a cow come way before our show. So I can certainly understand how busy you've been.
It's been a hectic couple of decades, Ron, to be honest.
You know what I found interesting is that, you know, you have a successful career as a television host, QVC, a writer, a producer, actor, spokesperson, a singer. I don't know how many people know this or not. I think now with his appearances on Fox, everybody knows it. But he was an accomplished opera singer and did a performance of Rigoletto. But you actually got this idea through a miscalculation of pitching the show, Dirty Jobs?
Well, everything's a miscalculation, Ron. At some point, you know, in this business, you just do the best you can. You play the cards you have, and you wait and see how much of the mud you throw against the wall sticks. But, yeah, Dirty Jobs was simply a one-hour pilot for my granddad, you know, a man who went to the seventh grade but turned into a very successful tradesman. And I just wanted to put something on the television that, you know, that looked like work. But once we got it on the air, oh, man, the letters that came in from people, not who necessarily loved me or loved the show, but who loved the idea of celebrating work. I got thousands of letters from people saying, boy, you should meet my grandfather, my cousin, my uncle, my brother, my dad, my mom, my sister. Wait till you see what they do. And so Dirty Jobs started just as a real simple, honest look at work and turned into a love letter to labor. It's been on for nearly 20 years now. I don't know how to stop it.
I give you an enormous amount of credit because it is true. So many times people in this, well, not only in our business, but all kinds of businesses, they want to be the top of the top floor in the big office in the corner. And, you know, anything that has to do with getting your hands dirty, gee, I'm kind of describing myself a little bit here. Kind of getting your hands dirty is not what everybody gets up in the morning and strives to. And this really proves that without people like yourself who profile people like your grandfather, this country wouldn't move.
Well, look, there's nothing wrong with a career in the corner office, but if we forget how to build the corner office, mm-hmm. or if we lose our wonder for the miracle of modern electricity, you know, flicking a switch and having the light come on is kind of a big deal. You know, flushing the toilet and having the poop go away is kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We start forgetting, you know, where our food comes from, and we start forgetting about the people who build the bridges and maintain the roads and all of that. Then we're in real trouble. And I'm afraid, Ron, we are. You know, there are 11 million open positions right now in this country, most of which don't require a four-year degree. They require training. They require a willingness to work. That's what Dirty Jobs is about. It's a love letter to those people. It's a lighthearted look at an honest day's work through the eyes of an apprentice. And that's me. I never thought I would be an apprentice for 20 years, but you know what?
Well, it's worked.
By me.
It's worked for you. You're right about that. You know, when I was growing up, everybody pitched college. You got to go to college. You got to go to college. And I did because my father said I'd like to have a son that graduated from college. And I used it on occasions. There is so much beyond that that's so important to this country. And I think that's what you're portraying and conveying with this show, aside from the fact that it's entertainment, too. I got to be honest with you. Now, you got a brand new Christmas song out called Santa's Got a Dirty Job that you did with John Rich. It bumped out Adele from the world's most downloaded songs. Are you going to be going on tour every Christmas like Burl Ives did with this song?
Well, John wants to. He says he's never seen anything like it. You know, it's the most downloaded song in the world right now. And it was a total accident. You know, I was on his show. He was interviewing me about Dirty Jobs coming back. And he said, Mike Rowe, you know, he's got a dirty job. Santa Claus has got a dirty job. And I laughed and I said, yeah, I guess he does. You know, reindeer kicking mud up in his face and chimneys, you know, soot and everything. He went to the bathroom during a commercial break and wrote the chorus to the song, played it for me on his iPhone a few seconds later. And I said, you know what? That's pretty good. And we wrote a couple verses real quick. Then he called the Oak Ridge Boys. Then we went into a studio in Nashville. And 3 days later, this thing is getting airplay. And then he called. He said, you're not going to believe it, Micro, but you're on top of Adele. Crazy song went to number one, and it stayed there. And so all the money goes to my charity and his charity. You're right. America's not having a great time right now. And we wanted to do a song that made people laugh and made people smile. And I think most people can relate to it. Any parent who's been Santa Claus knows that the fat man's got a dirty job.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
And isn't it great working with the Oak Ridge Boys? They are terrific. I mean, not only great talent, but great guys to work with, aren't they?
They're the best.
Yeah.
And you know what? They did it for free. They were happy to do it.
Oh, I believe that.
You know, we're big fans of your show, and if this is for charity, you know, old Richard Sturban came right in there singing that great bass line. It's a really fun song. I got to admit, it turned out better than I think anybody imagined.
Yeah, Richard was on the show last week. They're all great guys. Now, the proceeds go to the Folds of Honor Foundation, which, by the way, provides scholarships for the children of fallen soldiers, and the Mike Rowe Works Foundation, which provides scholarships to those pursuing a skilled trade, which is great. And this Tennessee whiskey you have out there, named after your grandpa.
Yeah, look, I mean, I was doing everything I could this year just to celebrate Dirty Jobs coming back. And that show, of course, was dedicated to my granddad, Carl Noble. So Noble Tennessee Whiskey premiered earlier this week. It, too, was a fundraiser for MicroWork. And I figured we'd be able to sell it, you know, for the next few months. But we sold 12,000 bottles in 3 days.
Oh.
And people love it. And so we sold out. And I'm getting some more because I think this is going to be the best fundraiser that we ever did. My goodness, that business is complicated, and I had no idea how people were going to respond. If you want to get a pre-order in, it's out there. Noble Spirits, K-N-O-B-E-L was my pop's name.
Tell us about this podcast.
That started about 5 years ago. It was my homage to Paul Harvey, you know, just short five-minute mysteries, like the rest of the story. You might remember that old show.
Oh, sure.
But it's since turned into a TV show as well, and now it's an hour-long weekly podcast. And I just sit down and I talk to people I find interesting, people I think you should know. And it's turned into a thing, too. I mean, like I said, I'm having a pretty good month. I got a song, I got a whiskey, I got a podcast, yeah. I got Dirty Jobs coming back. Things could be worse, Ron.
Yeah, you're flying high. There's no question about it. Out of all of these dirty jobs that you had, what was the worst? This show.
This, this one right now. I'm going to take a shower as soon as I hang up with you. You know, it's tough to be like shark suit tester. You know, anytime the job involves getting bit by a shark on purpose, you can't help but wonder if maybe, you know, you made some bad choices. Opal mining is incredibly claustrophobic. Power hand, you know, these guys who work on the top of radio towers.
Oh.
If you're, forget it, man. You're literally half a mile in the air.
Yeah.
Just standing on these little tiny window washing in Hawaii when you sit on these bosun's chairs and you rappel over the sides of these giant skyscrapers. Horrifying.
Yeah.
You know? But I guess, you know, I'll go with replacing a ruptured lift pump in a wastewater treatment plant. That's probably the worst because anytime you have to swim through human excrement to replace a motor, you're going to start questioning your career choices.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
You need to get a double. You know, all the big actors now have doubles. You know, Colin, double, yeah. Please, for Mr. Rowe. Well, Mike, congratulations on the return of the show. I hope that you come back and join us again in 2022. You're a great guest. I enjoy what you do on television and everything else, and I urge everybody to go out and get Santa's Got a Dirty Job, great holiday song to have playing while you're having Christmas dinner. And, again, the new season of Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe is going to be premiere Sunday, January 2nd, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on Discovery and then streaming on Discovery+. Mike, it's been a pleasure having you here, my friend. Please join us again, okay?
Ron, I guarantee I will.
The man who's taken more showers than anybody else in the world, Mike Rowe. Thanks, Mike. Happy holiday to you.
See ya.
Okay.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Mike Rowe has been our guest. That's a great show. So we're going to pause for a second, but there is more to come live nationwide and around the world as we get closer to Christmas with Ron Sedgy today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Our next guest is one talented guy, a funny person. There's no question about it. He has rescheduled his Born on Third Base gigs. He's got an upcoming Peace of Mind tour. And I tell you something, if you've ever had a chance to go see him, you know what it's like. And if you don't, go. Joining us right now is Gary Goldman. Hi, Gary. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, and happy holidays, and I really appreciate you having me on, Ron.
Well, I'm glad that you're here, and I got to tell you, this morning when I was at my office, I started going on YouTube because I've seen you, of course, on television, and I was watching some of the clips, and I have to tell you something. You are one funny guy. I really enjoy your work. You do a hell of a job. You really do.
Oh, I really appreciate that, and I hear that sometimes people will say they'll take several hours to go down the YouTube rabbit hole, and I really appreciate that, and I apologize for the time at work that I'm costing people.
No, don't worry about it. You had a scholarship as a college football player. You were an accountant. You were a high school teacher. The only comedian I can think of that used to be an accountant was Bob Newhart.
Yes.
I watched one of your clips, and you were talking about that you don't like sports, especially where you get hurt. That's why you like basketball. How did you start playing football?
Well, I was in it. I mean, the true story is that I was in a gym class, and the assistant coaches of the high school football team saw me playing basketball, and they approached me and they said, if you come play football with us for your senior season, we will get you a scholarship. And I had no prospect after high school. I hadn't applied anywhere. And these guys were so charming and compelling that I followed them. They just have that personality where they make you believe in yourself. They trained me all summer at the Stingy Gym in Salem, Massachusetts. And sure enough, I played one season of high school football, and I got a college scholarship to Boston College.
Wow.
And so I was, it was really like a Ripley's Believe It or Not situation.
Great. That's sensational. But I love the comedy that you do because it's relatable to everybody. For example, your routine on room service, or the one that I really love is the airplane, where they ask you about the exit seat. And, you know, everybody said, oh, yes, I can do this. But you say, no way.
Yeah. I am sort of a coward when it comes to emergency landings, where I don't want to be the... Because I always get the exit row because I'm 6'6", and I don't feel comfortable leading people during a crisis. So I am honest with the flight attendant.
You took two Valium to get on.
I took two Valium to pack for the flight. So, yeah.
Funny stuff. You sold out a show at the Carnegie Hall for the New York Comedy Festival. A memoir that you're writing. Is it done yet, Gary?
It is. It's K-12. So I'm doing a memoir of my life from kindergarten to 12th grade, and I am currently on 11th grade, a first draft of 11th grade, so I have one more grade to go, and I'll be finished with the first draft, so it's close. I feel pretty good about it.
Well, that's good. The show, the All I Want for Hanukkah is Christmas, that's a perfect name for a show. Be careful what you wish for, though, Gary, I tell you. It's not all it's cut out to be.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of pressure and a lot of stress, but I'm willing to give it a shot because I have had it with Hanukkah. It is a really low energy holiday. it doesn't raise my mood the way Christmas does.
Well, maybe you should go into Festivus. Maybe that might help you a little bit.
Festivus, I already air my grievances regularly, so it might be right up my alley.
You know, you are very candid, and I was watching a great clip with Tamron Hall, our friend, about kind of being depressed and affecting your stage performance. And watching you, you would never know that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had an extensive years-long bout with depression that actually sent me to the hospital. So that was really grueling, but the bright side of it was I came out of it and I had this experience that I was able to relate to people on HBO in a special called The Great Depression, which was part comedy, part documentary, and it took me years to be able to talk about it, but once I did it really hit home. I was really grateful that I was able to take my mental illness and monetize it.
And I think a lot of people will look at that and say, everything that you suffer in life, whether it be mental illness or some type of physical problem, if you make a little bit of light out of it, it takes a very serious subject and it gives it a little light. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I've seen comedians who have problems with weight. Look at the people, Louis Anderson.
Yes.
They make that
yes.
the theme.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I think comedy is a very powerful tool in redeeming hardships and being able to talk about things that are difficult. It's easier when you're able to bring some lightness to it. So that's really been the best byproduct of the special, is that there are so many people who've come to me and told me that made it easier for them to talk about their struggles with their family or friends or spouses. Really grateful for that.
Gary, tell us about this tour that's coming up, this Peace of Mind tour, and when it starts, because I'd like to have people jump to your website and get the dates.
Yes, it is ongoing. It is I'm actually, the Peace of Mind dates are makeup dates from the pandemic year, and the other one is called Born on Third Base, which is a separate hour of material. They're both pretty autobiographical, and they involve pretty much the type of humor that I like to do, which is observational, and I would say the best description is odd or quirky. Really have a lot of fun doing the live shows, and the audiences have just been and so enthusiastic. I think a lot of people, this is their first opportunity to see live comedy since the pandemic. So I'm really grateful, and I keep saying that word. I can't tell you how happy I am to be able to get back out there and work and meet up with people.
Well, heaven knows we need a good laugh, and observational
yeah.
humor, I think, is the best. And I always say my favorite person to interview are comedians, because a comedian, when he gets up there or she gets up there, they're living and dying every 4 minutes. I'm a singer. If I fail out there, I got 15 pieces behind me that are going to fill in. You guys, man, oh man, you die one time and it feels like the deafening sound of silence. So I give you a lot of credit, my friend.
So thank you so much.
Where can we go, Gary?
Sure, GaryGulman.com. The last name is GULMAN.com or at Gary Gulman on Instagram or Twitter, and I'm also on Facebook under my name.
Gary, you're a great guest, great talent. Please don't be a stranger here in 2022. Let's have you come back and mention more dates that you're going to be playing, and make sure that we visit again real soon, okay, my friend?
I would love it. I appreciate it, Ron. Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too, Gary. Gary Gulman has been our guest. Funny guy, very clever on stage. Check him out. You'll enjoy the material immensely if you haven't enjoyed it up to this point. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Maybe this is you, too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project.
811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is adjourned for the holidays without taking action on President Biden's Build Back Better plan. Senators wrapping up work early Saturday morning after a rare overnight session without reaching a final agreement on the bill. No votes are scheduled over the holidays on Biden's social spending package or voting rights legislation. The White House has indicated the president wants to see the spending bill move forward in January. With COVID-19 surging again around the United States, leaders across the country have to decide whether or not to shut down or put new restrictions in place. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts explains what his state is doing as cases rise.
Help them keep their businesses open. Give them the tools so they can keep people healthy, but allow them also to get back to a more and more normal life.
USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
and all around the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today. Our next guest is really one prolific actor, and it's nice to have a paisan who's made it so well in this business. He is one giant talent. Joining us right now is Ray Liotta. Ray, welcome back to the show. It's been a long time.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. We were talking before we went on the air about how many times that you've come down here at Christmas time with your daughter to visit all the parks down here in Orlando.
Yep. We would do, probably day after Christmas usually. We'd either get there the 26th or the 27th, which has to be one of the busiest times that Disney World is. It's just packed with people.
Yes.
But luckily, we get a little perks because if you stand in line, you can sign one picture or sign one autograph, and then it's 100. So they kind of sneak you around, and we just loved it. My daughter loved it. She grew every year since she was 3 years old.
Wow!
So just imagine five, six, seven, 8 year old kid doing whatever she wants in Disney World. I loved it down there.
But, you know, here's the thing that's even better than that. The memory she has of being with her father at the park, that has got to be worth its weight in gold, you know, right?
Well, I'll probably find that out maybe when she's 25. Right now she's 19 and she could give a...
I know what you're saying. They get a little jaded after a while. It takes them a little while to grasp the whole life concept.
Exactly.
No doubt.
Exactly. I'm with you, Ron. One day she'll see it.
Yeah, one day. I hope you'll live to see it. But unfortunately, I lost my father when I was 19, and I never got a chance to tell him how smart he really was and what a dope I was, you know?
Yeah.
I love the show Shades of Blue where you play Officer Wozniak. Because in my home in Pennsylvania, there was a police chief by the name of Wozniak. So
really?
I don't know if it was taken from the books of history or not, but what a great performance you do. I mean, you are, as I mentioned in the introduction, one hell of an actor. You really are.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. That's nice to hear.
You know, your first jaunt out, a Golden Globe nomination for Something Wild, then, of course, The Field of Dreams, and your memorable role in Goodfellas and Copland, Hannibal, and you did some producing and starring in Narc and The Place Beyond the Pines, Shades of Blue. Must have been tough going to work every day with Jennifer Lopez.
It's rough on the eyes.
I know. You played Sinatra, did you not, in the Rat
King? I did.
Yeah.
I did. I was scared. I was offered it, the miniseries, by his daughters, and I just didn't want to do it. I I just didn't see it. And then they wanted me for the HBO, for Rat Pack, and I turned it down, and then I turned it down, and then finally I just had a little talk with myself saying, why am I turning this down? And I realized I was turning it down because for fear of what people would say. He doesn't look like Sinatra. He doesn't sound like Sinatra. I was hearing the voices of the critics. And as you know, in our business, everybody's a critic.
Right.
And then I said, that's a stupid reason not to do it, because it's a great challenge. And, you know, singing and dancing. And I started out, I mean, you're in Florida. I went to college at the University of Miami.
Oh, wow.
And the first year, all I did were musicals. And so I felt comfortable singing and dancing, and Sinatra definitely wasn't a hooper. So I just said, I just wanted to get over that fear of what people would say. And once I got rid of that, I said, yeah, I'll do it. And then I just obsessed on everything Sinatra. So all his movies, there are too many books to read. We had to stick to the general things of how he helped Kennedy, and then Kennedy didn't want any part of him after he won the election, and yet they use him and his influences. So I'm really glad I did it. And I was at a low point in my career, and that kind of brought things back again. Very odd business.
It is a very odd business, and you had to be complimented that the family wanted to do it. But on the other hand, it was probably very fearful because they would be most critical of your performance because it's their father.
Yeah, but they well, quick story, since so one day we're shooting something like in a Copacabana, and I'm there with Judith Exner. I'm doing the scene, and all of a sudden the director comes over to me with this this really like scared face, and he said, "Ray, somebody dropped something off for you." And like he was saying it in such a fearful way, it turned out it was a horse's head.
But they
kept it going, like a horse's head. You know what that means? You know, from The Godfather.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I don't know if they like us doing the movie. And then, ha, 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 they realized his daughters sent the horse's head to me, and I turned it over to sign it because they wanted me to sign it. And they had done this to probably 20, 25 other people. So there were all different names of actors that played this horse's head joke on.
That's funny. That's scary and funny, to be honest with you. You know, Ray, you have a unique talent, though. A lot of times when people...
What are you? You got a great voice for radio.
Well, thank you very much.
I
appreciate it. Coming from you, that's an enormous compliment. But, you know, you have a unique talent. You can play a cop, as you did in Shades of Blue, and then you can play a gangster or a thug like you did in Goodfellas, and both being believable. That takes an enormous amount of versatility.
Well, thanks. You must have seen me in the Muppet movie, where I sang and danced.
I did see that. I did see that. But you see, that's what I mean, the versatility. It's the full package. And a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people, once they get pigeonholed into one role, man, they're there.
I know, but you really got to work hard and be committed to your career to make sure that people see that side.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I still have the same fire in my belly from when I started at the University of Miami. That's where I first wanted to be an actor.
When you were doing the Sinatra role, did you ever have ambitions of going out and just being a singer?
No. Although I did musicals.
That's what I mean.
When I was younger, I took guitar lessons. And then in like fifth or sixth grade, I was in the chorus. And the teacher came and told my mother said that I had a really, you know, gifted voice. You know, he could maybe be a singer if you get him lessons. But I was more of a character singer. Like when we did West Side Story, I played Riff. I wasn't Tony. If you know the show.
Yeah, I know the show.
You know, it's much gruffer being, I could get away with it. My singing, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Going back to your old series there a couple of years back, you had a kind of a weird experience, and you handled it with vengeance, which personally I can relate to. You know, like a typical Italian. I forget what the argument was about, but the grudge is still there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, totally, no question. I'm so bad with it. That one year, and it just shows how, like, girls can be really rough on other girls. And one year, my daughter was, like, picked on, or they gave the silent treatment. And I still remember the girls that did this to my daughter. And if there was a monkey drowning in the ocean and one of these girls, I'd save the monkey.
Yeah.
To this day, my best friend once did something to me that I still hold. I still let him know.
You know, it's amazing. I got to tell you something. You and I are alike. I had something happen to me as a senior in high school. It was a buddy of mine that I was baptized next to. That's how close we were. We're like brothers. I haven't talked to him since, and that was 50 years ago.
What happened? What did he do? He
stole my girlfriend.
Take some of the holy water?
No, he stole my girlfriend.
Wow. You went light on him.
I know I went light on him big time, big time. If it wasn't for me, he'd be in jail right now. He's in radio, but, you know, you're right. I think you should be interviewing me, Ray. I got a lot of problems here I've got to discuss with you. Well, you know, Ray, you are a great guest. I wish you'd come back more often. We'd love to have you here, and congratulations on the success. And would you take me up on my offer, Ray?
Go down and visit you when I go down there?
Come down and visit, or be back on the show, or whatever you want to do. Let's break some bread and have some pasta visual.
Word up, homie.
Okay, it sounds like a winner. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it. You have a nice day, okay?
Hey, thank you, too.
Okay, bye-bye. Ray Liotta has been our guest. What a talented individual. I really mean it. And when he plays a tough guy like he did on Goodfellas, and then you talk to him like we just did, you find out that he is really a prolific actor because he's not what you see on the screen. He's really a very nice guy. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Thank you.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. This is Ron Segee today. I had to do that, Jennifer. I've been thinking about that all evening long. I just had to do it. Joining us right now is our friend who is a tech expert specialist, and she's also an Emmy Award-winning consumer of tech journalism and the Digital Lifestyle series for the USA Today, Jennifer Jolly. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing well. That was a fantastic surprise. Love that song. It's, you know, the family anthem and all.
Well, you know, it's funny because the way I was going to do it, but I thought that the people at the record company might get bent out of shape, is I could edit that where it says instead of a holly jolly Christmas, I add it as a jolly jolly Christmas. But I can do that for you, and you can play it at Christmas time. How's that?
I love that. That's the best gift ever.
Well, we'll do that next time around, okay? Well, the days are getting closer. You've been keeping us abreast of what we need to do as far as the tech world is concerned. And now, as we get even closer than our past two visits, we need more help. So where do we go, and can we go someplace that is encompassing of everything that you've talked about, call it a one-stop shop?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when it comes to gadgets and finding kind of that perfect thing for everyone on your list, Best Buy really is a no-brainer. I mean, that's what they do, right? They find the best gadgets, appliance products. Those folks walking around in the blue shirts are chock full of helpful tips, especially when you're stumped. Found a little pair of Beats Fit Pro earbuds. Picked those up just yesterday. These are engineered to deliver powerful sound, perfect for work days and workouts. They're great last-minute upgrade. They work across all devices. Doesn't matter if you're iOS or your Android. These are a great addition. They feature active noise canceling to tune out the world or transparency mode to tune back into enough of the world that you need to hear to be aware of your surroundings. And then, like I mentioned, those Best Buy blue shirts, chock full of suggestions.
I got to give a warning to everybody. Don't do what I did a couple of weeks ago. I went into Best Buy and had a blue shirt on. And, man, I got asked more questions than you. I thought I was like a movie star when I worked there. I didn't realize that the whole group has blue shirts on.
Right.
Now, let's talk about the ways to finance these things, all right? Because you have given us so many great ideas over the past few weeks. And a lot of people say, that's a great idea. Then come January, February, they think, how am I going to pay for this thing? So do you have any good ways to pay for these great gifts that you have given us suggestions to this year?
Yeah, if you're really into saving and spending wisely, and who among us isn't really, check out Credit Karma Money debit cards. These are not a traditional checking account. They actually help you budget better and manage your day-to-day spending. And you can get randomly reimbursed. Listen to this, Ron. Shopping along, racking up your charges, and then all of a sudden you get a little notification that, oh, that was on us. So they'll reimburse you instantly for everyday purchases. It's like winning a little mini lottery. Can include some of your holiday gifts. It's a free and easy account to open. A great way to really wind up this year and start the new year off right.
Let's talk a little bit about how you know you're getting a good deal. You know, you talk to so many people, you see ads on television, hear it on radio, in the newspaper, magazines, online. They say, this is a great deal. Compared to what? You know, I often wonder about that. A good deal is a good deal only if it's a good deal. How do you know when you're getting one?
Yeah, that is such a good question. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, what are the best deals? And I do a lot of research. I say, start all your shopping at Slick Deals, S-L-I-C-K, deals.net. The site, the app, the browser extension has more than 12 million people vetting and voting up the very best deals from all the top retailers. So whenever you start your shopping there, you know that you're actually getting the best product at the lowest price. They also recently added product shopping pages, so you can see the lowest prices available on a hot gadget in real time. So you know no matter what, you're getting the best deal that's available in that moment. So you get a notification the second something matching your criteria pops up. So I know a lot of people who've used this holiday season, especially on those really hard to find must-haves, those PlayStations, those Xboxes, all those that are super hard to find right now.
I think that's a great idea because I think the retailers are really and truly trying to help the consumer because they realize how difficult it is this time of the year. So I think that's a tremendous thing. I support that 100%. Do you have any last-minute picks that you want to throw out there? Because I got to tell you can never tell us too much, Jennifer.
One by Wacom. It's a pen tablet, unique find for anyone who loves to sketch, draw, edit using digital ink. It's compatible with PCs, Macs, and Chromebooks. The pressure-sensitive and battery-free pen brings a familiar kind of pen-on-paper feel to drawing and writing digitally. Awesome for making other people DIY gifts as well. And then for kids, ABC Mouse. It's a comprehensive digital learning program disguised as a bunch of super awesome games. It really is the ultimate guilt-free screen time gift with more than 10,000 activities. Kids just don't get bored with it, but all the time they think they're just playing games and having fun. It's helping to build confidence and a stronger foundation in reading, math, English, and more. Perfect for kids ages 2 to 8.
See, I like when you say that, and I think we talked about this before. I think children are more apt to learn if they have it in an environment that is kind of fun. If you tell them, you got to sit down and you got to learn, versus you're going to sit down and play, but it's an item that when you play it, you learn. I think that latter situation is the perfect scenario. Jennifer, where can we go for more information? We have time that's running out.
Okay, go to my website, techish, techish.com. Everything is there.
techish.com, techish.com. Now, Jennifer, you have a holly jolly Christmas, okay?
Hey, Ron, best of all wishes and holidays and Happy New Year to you and your family. And as always, jolly holidays.
Jolly holidays. I love it. Thanks, Jennifer. I hope that you have a great holiday season and look forward to your return.
Thank you.
Jennifer Jolly. And what a great name to have when you're bringing joy to people. Jolly. Perfect name. And we'll be back with more with Ron Sedgy today. And this is a perfect song for Jennifer Jolly.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Residents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed, and there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have
so much to protect, trust ADT because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgie today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs, comedian Gary Goldman, also actor Ray Liotta and Jennifer Jolly. Next hour, the daughter of Don Knotts, Karen Knotts, has penned a book about her dad called All Up in Knotts, and it's a great Christmas gift idea. We'll be chatting to her. Late Christmas shopping problems? Claudia Lombana is here to help us with that issue. Then Brian Hirsch, the guru of games, with a new board game this holiday season, Boom Again, and Kelly Edwards with more Christmas hint ideas. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgie today. Stick around.